Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us just rejoice before the Lord.
Because it's
so good. Oh, that is wonderful. Please let us be seated a little. Let us just get seated. God bless you. We are so glad to come in the presence of the Lord today. Particularly me, having come to this place here, we were here a long time ago, and we saw the presence of the Lord here. I believe the Lord is going to do the same today. The Lord is going to visit each one of us to meet each one of us at the point of our needs. I'm sure that's what we have come here for. Yeah, as we start, we just want to pray for God to come in our midst. I am Brother Francis, Pastor Francis Walusachi from Kakamega, Kenya.
Msumba Francis Walusachi okuva e Kakamega, e Kenya.
And I'm glad to be here. So we shall just start with something small. That God is going to bless us with. I'm sure we are here that we have to make the best of what we have here. And come and dine like we have sung. I know my brother is struggling to hear my words. I hope you'll hear them.
Brother, I'm going to say
The Kenyan accent may be a bit hard, but I pray you'll understand. So, as we start these meetings, I believe we are going to start with the right approach. So that the Spirit of God can minister to us.
They
can touch us. And this morning, is what we have is a prayer meeting. And we are going to spend some time in prayer. Not so much the preaching, but the prayer.
Man.
So now, before we pray, therefore, I want us to stand and read the scriptures in the book of Psalms chapter 65.
Zaburi sura nkaga mutanu.
Amen.
Man.
I believe these instruments are still being put in place.
I believe.
The instruments are still put in place. Then we can settle down a bit. Yeah, so that I want us to read from verse 1 up to 4. And the Lord will bless us together. So I read verse 1 up to 4. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. Okay. O thou that hearest prayer, and thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me, as for our transgression, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even thy holy temple.
Etendo likulindira ayi Katonda wa Sayuni, era gwe banatukirizanga obweyamo, ayi gwe awulira okusaba. Bonna abalina omubiri balijja gy'oli. Ebitali bya butuukirivu binsinze, okwonoona kwaffe oli kunaaliza ddala. Alina omukisa oyo gw'olonda era gw'osembeza gy'oli. Abeeranga mu mpya zo, tunakusibwanga obulungi obw'ennyumba yo, awatukuvu mu yeekaalu yo.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of the word. Please let us be seated. Amen.
Amen.
For a few minutes, let us consider this. For us to have a good service before the Lord, and good meetings in this convention that we have, the Bible talks about the correct approach. If there is a good approach towards God, I'm very sure the congregation appreciates when they get a minister who is correctly prepared and approaches the sermon correctly. After preparing himself with the scriptures, and he has prepared, and he comes before you, and the sermon goes well. That's a part of the preacher. But the congregation also must have the correct approach for the meetings to go on well. Because God of heaven must be approached correctly. We want to talk about not the approach of the preacher.
Pardon?
We are talking about not the approach of the preacher,
but
the approach of the congregation.
Because
if people don't know how to approach God, we will not benefit from a service. You cannot benefit from His presence. God cannot bless you well if you don't know how to approach Him. Amen?
Amen.
You should be able to know how to approach Him. The anointing wants to come from this place to the congregation. And for the anointing to come to the congregation, the congregation should know how to approach God correctly. And one way of getting into His presence, it's prayer. I don't have a lot of time this morning, but I want to ask you personally. Do you know the correct approach to God in prayer? I'm sure we can do a lot of things before God. We can sing. We can dance. But now when you are given the opportunity before God to pray, because we are going to pray. Can you be able to pray correctly? Because that is the first service that you can have before God.
Is
if you can pray well to God.
Now,
I have found that believers are very good in the teachings, in the doctrines, and living their lives of Christian lives. But I think that is one thing that is still pending a little bit. How they can engage themselves in power of prayer. Oh, praise be to God. How much do you pray? Because prayer is not all about the quantity of prayer, but the quality of the same. If I gave you 10 minutes to pray, and maybe you put your knees down to pray, what are you going to say? In which way? And what will be the objectives of that 10 minutes? Where are you reaching in the 10 minutes? In your prayer, do you just say prayers or do you pray? You know, saying a prayer is a Catholic way of praying. Because Catholics have books of prayer. So they say it. So they repeat the prayers. But Christians prayed. How much do you pray? Oh, praise be to God. And when Jesus was here,
yes, we are doing see.
And it, before Gethsemane,
Gethsemane,
as he was approaching Gethsemane, he told the disciples to pray.
And
he himself went to pray. In fact, somewhere we are told, the disciples saw him praying, and they saw the way he prayed. They asked him, Lord, teach us how to pray. Because there was something about his praying that was powerful. Listening to his prayer, they noticed something powerful. Not so much the miracles that came from prayer. Not the miracles that came from prayer. But the how he immersed himself in prayer. How he connected himself in prayer. How he seemed to have fellowship with the Father through prayer. It was so attractive until the disciples asked him, Master, teach us also how to pray like that. And he did not deny them that. He actually taught them. So prayer is something that can be taught. The correct way of approach to God is something that can be taught. People must know how to approach God in prayer. Because you cannot achieve much on this journey if you don't know how to pray.
Kubanga, tosobola kufuna mukyamanyi mu lugendo luno bobanga tomanyi kusaba.
The disciples asked the Lord,
Jesus Christ,
teach us how to have more faith.
He did
not. He only told them, even if you have a small faith of a mustard seed, that's not enough. But when they asked him, teach us how to pray, he told them, now, in the Gethsemane,
he asked them,
they were praying. And after a few minutes, as he was praying, he started dozing, sleeping. And he found them and asked them, can you stay with me in prayer for at least 1 hour? So I'm asking, when you are given to pray, I hope this thing is going to settle down a little bit. When you are given to pray, can you be able to have a consecrated prayer for at least 1 hour? Because a prayer that is less than 1 hour is actually just giving thanks. For example, for food. Or somebody asks you, okay, pray for us that we will pray here. I wouldn't pray for 1 hour. It's not necessary. But a personal prayer. Can you put your knees down and have consecrated prayer for at least 1 hour? If you cannot, if you don't find it that easy, then you have not started to pray. A Christian, one of the things that you should have as a Christian, qualities of a Christian, characteristic of a Christian, one thing they should know is how to pray. If they don't know how to pray, I don't know. When you go outside there, you'll be able to judge who that a person who is, in which denomination he comes from, by asking him, so and so, can you pray? Then you can know how much deep he is in things of God. If he's a man of the world, you know how he will start. He will say, Mr. Jesus, now we are here. You know that guy doesn't know so much about God. If he's a Catholic, he will have some repeated words of prayer that were read by Saint somebody. If it's a Pentecostal, there is something he has crammed from how he had somebody pray. He has recorded from where he had somebody pray. And you see that those words are kind of repeated when they pray. But a Christian, somebody that knows the Lord, asking him to pray, it's like getting a live fish and throwing it in the water.
It's like getting
live
fish.
Throw him in the water. You'll see how they just swim in it. It is very attractive. Because prayer is a fellowship with God.
It's
reaching out and touching to God. You are talking to God as if he's a person that is before you. You are talking to somebody that is before you. Prayer is fellowshipping with somebody that is before you. Talking to him. Somebody that you love. Oh, praise be to God. How can you fail to talk to somebody you love for a few minutes?
Surely.
You will find that somebody cannot sustain prayer for 10 minutes. talking to God for 10 minutes is hard.
We have asked somewhere,
I have asked some people somewhere. A sister. If you have a fellow sister that you love, obviously you have a lot of things that are common before you. If I sat you here,
if I
told you to sit here next to her and ask you to talk to your sister for 1 hour, would that be a problem? Even 1 hour would not be enough. Isn't that true? I mean, if it is somebody you love, you have so much in common.
Oh,
2 hours are not enough. And it is not even a strain. You will not strain to that. Then you wonder, what about God? If you find somebody having a problem talking to God for 1 hour,
say
they don't know whom they are talking to. Or they are being asked to talk to the air.
Obanga musabye okwogera ne banga, yogera bwogeze ne banga.
If you are told to be in a room and talk to yourself for 1 hour, talking to yourself for 1 hour, definitely that is hard. But if you have somebody you love, you can talk the whole day.
Amen.
Somebody who knows the Lord and they love him and they know what God can do for him, 1 hour is not enough. Oh, praise be to God. Yeah, I want you people to pray after a while. 1 hour is not enough. If you find they are not able to immerse themselves in prayer correctly, then one, they don't know him. Or two, they have not been taught how to pray. So the congregation should be able to be taught how to pray. To be able to talk to God for so long. Oh, praise be to God. Among believers, personal prayer. At least something you can do personally. I know you can sing very well. Sometimes. I know you can dance very well. I know you can do very well. Many other Christian things very well. But how good are you in prayer? Because that's the first thing that connects you to God. And that is the primary way of worshiping God.
We
worship God through prayer.
Tusinza Katonda okuita mu kusaba.
We are able to commune with God through prayer.
Tusobola okwogerezeganya ne Katonda okuita mu kusaba.
And when you have prayed well,
era bw'oba ng'osabye bulungi,
or when you are praying well,
oba bw'oba ng'osaba bulungi,
it must be a two-way communication.
Kuteekwa kuba okwogerezeganya okuva ku njuyi zombi.
If you are praying and you are not achieving a two-way communication, you are not praying correctly.
Because
when you pray correctly, you pray until you come into his presence. Pray until you come into his presence. And being in the presence of God is not about feeling.
Sinewulira bwewulira yoka.
It is about communion.
Kiryeri okwogerezeganya.
Getting into the presence of God.
Okwinyira kwera kwa Katonda.
It's not getting some until you feel.
Sikuba kwenewo tuka nowuliranga.
It is more than that.
Chistuka kwa kwecho. Amen.
Getting into the presence of God.
Okwinyira kwa Katonda.
Is when you are now speaking.
Wewe wosanga choyogera.
And he's speaking back to you.
Na yena akwanukura nakudamu nayogera jori.
Because that's the purpose of prayer.
Kubanga icho chigendero chikuru echo kusaba. Yogera ne Katonda.
And he talks back to you.
Na yakudemu. Amen.
Now, when somebody is praying,
kati omuntu babanga asaba,
you will be able to know somebody who is talking to himself.
Oja kusobola okutegeera omuntu ari mu kwogera yeka.
And or somebody who is in two way.
No muntu ari mu kunyumyamu.
Somebody who is talking to somebody.
Omuntu ayina agwayogera naye.
Of course, when I'm on my phone, you will know whether I'm talking to myself or somebody is back there on the phone. My body language will show it. You will know I'm talking to somebody and somebody is talking to me. From a distance, you can observe and see that this man is talking to somebody. He's not talking to himself.
Tadi mukwogera yeka.
Somebody who is talking to somebody.
Omuntu ayina gwali mukwogera naye.
Does not speak repeated words.
Tayogera bigambo nabiddamu nabiddamu.
Crammed out words.
Ebigambo byateka mutwe kwe.
Does not plan what he's going to say.
Ta planninga byagenda kwogera.
Does not read this, what he's going to say, then he says it.
Tasoma obakati hangenda kwogera kino nakyogera.
They just come into it spontaneously.
Shiva muyenga chekola bwekozi.
And talk as he talks.
Nayogera nori nayogera nayogera nori nayogera.
He also has a body language.
Abaina no rimi orwom omubiri gwe rwogera.
You can see from the eyes.
Osobola kutuna nola bana masogo.
From the body.
From
the body.
No tunuyo omubiri.
From his movements.
Nola ba omubiri gwe gwe
rwogera. That this fellow is talking to somebody.
No manya ti omuntu ono dala ina gwali kwogera na ye. Amen.
You come here as a Christian.
Gwe jangwa no ngomukristayo.
Put your knees here.
Take ama vivigo.
Start praying.
Tandi ko kusaba.
And I'll know whether you are praying to God or not.
Anja kutegera bodi mukusaba Katonda bato ni mukusaba.
Because your language will show.
Kubango rurimi rwo mubiri gwe tujja kwarukiraga.
Do you know how to pray?
O manyenge ndiyo kusaba mu Uganda.
We must be able to pray until we come into his presence.
Tuino kusaba okutuka wetu igira mukubera wokwe.
The problem that we have as many as believers.
Ekizibu kye tuina nga abakkiriza.
We know a lot of doctrine.
Tumanyenjigiriza nyingi.
But do you know how to pray?
No, na yo manyongeri okusaba
mu. If somebody gives you 1 hour.
Singo mutakuwaye sawe mu.
To talk to him.
Okugera ne Katonda.
Can you talk to him until he comes down and talks to you?
Sobola okugera na yo kutusa rwakana ina yogera nawe.
That still small voice.
Mukaroboza Katonda akasinekerevu.
Because that is the purpose of prayer.
Waga chichigendirwe chokusaba ku.
It's Man. Not just talking about air.
Siko ogera bwogezi na mpe obabanga.
Is to have communion with
God. Wabula kuwira na kustabagana ne Katonda.
Oh, praise be to God.
Nya kama tendezewe.
And I want to say like this.
Njara kuchogera bwendi.
Because we live in this physical state.
Uroka tubera mumbere ne yomubi mumbere ne yomubiri.
To come in this presence into his presence.
Okuyingira mukubera wokwe.
You must move away from this natural presence.
Oteko kuva mukubera okuno ko mubiri oko butondo kwa bulijjo.
See, hear, touch, whatever it is, the five senses.
Okwo obusimo obutano ko kulaba no kukwata no kuulira
and move into another dimension.
Otambula va mutendero ogo obeko mutendero munala gwo yingiramu.
Where the spirit of God dwells.
Omoyo wa Katonda watula.
Then you can talk to him.
Awo sobola kogera na ye. Amen.
You must be able to move from this.
Nokusobola okutambula okuva mu mbeere eno.
Where you are too much aware of your surroundings.
Woli mukutegeera nti amanyi ebinneetoolodde.
Until your spirit.
Okutuusa omwoyo.
Is able to reach across.
Wasobola okusomoka nabako watuuka.
Where the spirit of God dwells.
Eyo omwoyo wa Katonda watuula.
Then you can talk to him.
Awo solo kwogera naye.
And many times,
Rundi ejisinga,
moving from this state to the other state.
Okutambula okuva mu mutendera guno gw'omubiri oyingire ku mutendera ogwo gw'omwoyo.
Takes a little more than 1 hour.
Kitwala ebbanga erisukako mu ssaawa emu.
So you cannot stay there.
Kati obanga tosobola kusigalawo ekimala.
For that long.
Okumala ebbanga egwanvu bwerutyo.
I doubt whether you are going to pray.
Mbusa busobu ujja kusaba.
You are only there to give thanks.
Aho ujja kubira okwebaza bwebaza.
Oh, praise be to God.
Yeah.
Amen. How can you stay there for some time?
Osoborotya okusigala wawo kumale banga eliwera.
And get into his presence.
Noyingira mukubira wokwe.
Praise be to God.
Kama atendesewe.
We are going to pray after a few minutes.
Tukinda kusaba olwemirudda chicken tono.
But I'm going to ask you.
Ningenda basaba.
Whether you will kneel, I don't know.
Obona ofukamira simanyi.
But whatever you'll do.
Chona chono okola.
Put your heart.
Take omutima gwo.
And your mind.
Nebirowoozo byo.
In a certain direction.
Mubekenge uwo bitunuza.
Until you start moving over.
Okutuusa okusomoka.
Until what is happening here is not too
important.
Until your spirit is getting aware of what is beyond. Now you can start talking to God. Oh, praise be to God. And you cannot do that. Remember, you cannot do that unless you approach that thing, that prayer, by having a certain burden. You know, you cannot just say, well, I'm going to pray. Kneel down. Oh God, thank you. You are so good. Thank you for the gift of life. You have woken us this morning. Many times those are just repeated words. But if you can approach it with a certain burden. You cannot pray well if you don't have something you are that is burdening you. That keeps you stayed there. That binds you there. There is a reason why you are there. There's a reason why you are approaching God. There's something that's brought you to God. Even when you talk to him. Over that subject, he can answer you back.
Almost.
He can answer you back about what you are talking to him about. But if you are talking to him about this and that and that, what does he answer? You must have something you are presenting
that he answers.
You must have something you are presenting before him. Place it before him.
Jiteke maso ge.
He can answer back. And whatever it is, keeps you on your knees. Keeping your mind there. Your spirit there. Concentrated on that prayer. For hours and hours. Yeah, that's why how Daniel could pray for 3 weeks.
Daniel
because he had a specific need. That kept him on his knees for 3 weeks. The bigger the burden, the longer you can stay before him. If you have no burden at all, maybe you cannot last for 5 minutes. The bigger the burden, the longer you can stay before him. The burden can keep you in his presence for long. Do you have a burden?
Oh, you know,
use that burden to keep in the presence of God.
Pardon?
Use that burden
to
help you stay in the presence of God.
Can
you pray for 1 hour? Now it is around 6:05.
Kati ziri saa nga 12 oba 11.
I told my church.
Nagambye kanisa yange.
Look at the watch.
Tunire ku saa.
And they looked at the watch.
Niba tuna ku saa.
So I want you to be before God for 1 hour.
Nagambye kanisa yange niba gamba tunire ku saa niba tuna niba gamba nyagara mbare maso akatonda kumale saa wemu.
Let nobody go out.
Niba gamba tiwaba akafuruma.
Let nobody yawn.
Tiwaba ako eye ya yuya.
Consecrated and speaking to him for 1 hour. Surely, brother, if I told you to talk to your brother for 1 hour, is that a punishment? Do you have to rehearse to know what you talk to him for 1 hour about? Because he's your friend, you share burdens. You have a lot in common. And you, with God, you have a lot in common. Can you be before him for 1 hour? And before we go, you know, Brother Branham, that's one thing that he knew.
Brother Branham,
there was a time when they would bring the sick people on the altar to be prayed for. Maybe it's a cripple. And people, they are watching. And the cripple
is
here. There are times when the prophet
Nabi
would pray for that man for 1.5 hours. 1.5 hours here as people are seated. When we have a problem, we just want to say, oh God, bless this man in Jesus' name. Amen. When the prophet could stay there for 1.5 hours. Focused on that. Talking about it. Wrestling with it. 1.5 hours. With the gift he had. With the experience he had.
No moyo ya muliko.
But still,
na
there are some problems that needed him to stay for 1.5 hours. And I don't know of any gifts you have. Or experience you have. You expect your prayers to be answered in 5 minutes?
No, go subire sawa yo kwa nukula muda chika tanu.
It doesn't work like that. You should be able to immerse yourself in prayer. One person that doesn't take a lot of time.
Pardon?
And I don't take a lot of time. Today, this first service is a prayer service. It is not about me praying, it's about you praying. We have stopped early
so that
you can have at least
1 hour
of prayer. So we shall stand up. We are singing some songs. And everybody shall go for prayer. For 1 hour. Oh, praise be to God. Let us sing a song. I don't know which worship God song we have. which says, where could I go? Nah, there is a. One? Asita says 170. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. 170, then we go for prayer. Where could I go? Oh, that's wonderful. Living below in this old sinful one, hardly a comfort can afford. Riding alone to face temptation, show. Where could I go but to the Lord? Amen. I know we have got the tune is correct. Now we can sing it well. After the end of that song, right before God, for how long? Yeah.
sawemu.
Living below in this okufuwa, godly comfort. Whether you are kneeling, whether you are doing what, if you are a Christian, talk to him 1 hour. Do you know him? Do you know the Lord? Is he your Savior? Can you talk to him for 1 hour? Let us talk to him. Thank you, Lord Jesus.